God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. A Christian brother was relaxing on his veranda, looking up at the clouds and thinking about how great God is. He started talking to the Lord, asking him questions. God, he said, how long is a million years? I am the everlasting one, God said. To me, a million years is about a minute. The man was in awe of the greatness of God. He thought, and then he said, God, how much is $1,000,000? I own the whole heaven and the whole earth. I own the cattle on 1,000 hills, God said. To me, $1,000,000 is like 10 pesewas. The man thought for a while. He realized that what was big to him was nothing to God. His faith grew stronger and stronger, and so then the man asked, if that be the case, then God, can you give me 10 pesewas? And God answered him, yes, my son, in a minute. Have you ever prayed and God answered in a way you didn't expect? Have you ever prayed and thought that you received no answer from God? Well, the fact is God always answers our prayers, but sometimes His answer is not what we expect. Sometimes we have to wait before we receive it, and sometimes God says no. So, is there anything that you can do to get answers to your prayers? Is there any key to unlock the power of prayer? Well, I believe there are. Prayer doesn't have to be something mysterious or difficult. There doesn't need to be uncertainty about the outcome of your prayer. You see, throughout the Bible, men and women cried to God for miraculous intervention in their lives. And in answer to their prayers, God raised the dead. He healed the leper. He provided food in the desert. He parted a sea. He saved a nation from their enemies. And what God did for others, He will do for you if you follow the same laws they did. That's why we need to learn the secrets of the secret place so we can have powerful results when we pray. That's why I'm teaching this series called PRAY. That stands for Powerful Results Await You, because I believe if we can follow God's Word, we will get those results. Today we're going to look at a story from the Old Testament. It's an amazing story found in the book of Joshua, chapter 10, from verses 7 to 14. I'm just going to read part of it. Here we go. So Joshua and his entire army, including his best warriors, left Gilgal and set out for Gibeon. Do not be afraid of them, the Lord said to Joshua, for I have given you victory over them. Not a single one of them will be able to stand up to you. On the day the Lord gave the Israelites victory over the Amorites, Joshua prayed to the Lord in front of all the people of Israel. He said, let the sun stand still over Gibeon, and the moon over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies. The sun stayed in the middle of the sky, and it did not set as on a normal day. There has never been a day like this one before or since when the Lord answered such a prayer. Surely the Lord fought for Israel that day. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word to your heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I love this story. It's one of the most overlooked stories of faith in the whole Bible. What an amazing prayer Joshua prayed. He dared to ask God to make the sun stand still until he could accomplish what he wanted. And God answered him. The Bible tells us there's never been a day like this one before or since when God answered such a prayer. And that's why I call this prayer the most amazing prayer in history. See, there have been many great prayers prayed by great men and women of God. They've prayed prayers to raise the dead, and those have been answered. They've prayed prayers for healing and prayers for deliverance and prayers for provision. And God has miraculously met those needs and answered those prayers. But this is the only prayer in history for the day to be extended. This is the only time ever that the sun stood still. So it's unique. It only happened once and it never happened again. But the good news for us is that we can follow Joshua's example and learn from him so that we can have the same success in our prayers today. We can copy his prayer so that we also can get a good result as well. Now, we may not pray for the sun to stand still. We may not pray for a sea to be parted, but we can pray using the principles and the secrets Joshua used. What were they? Well, he took these steps to get his prayers answered. We're going to look at these three steps which Joshua took. And here's the first one. To getting great results in prayer, you've got to hear God's word. Just say that with me. Hear God's word. Go back to the story with me and let's look at an important truth from verse 8. Do not be afraid of them, the Lord said to Joshua, for I have given you victory over them. Not a single one of them will be able to stand up to you. You see, friends, the fact is all great prayers are based on the will and the word of God. The will of God is revealed in the word of God. And the start of the world's most amazing prayer was a word from God. Joshua heard God give a promise, and that promise prompted his prayer. You see, Joshua knew that God would answer his prayers because it was according to his will. He knew that not a single enemy would escape. So when Joshua was in battle and there were still enemies left, he knew that he had to extend the day. He had to pray, "Sun, stand still," so that the will of God could be accomplished. And the same is true in your life today. When you hear a word from God, it gives you the assurance that whatever you need to accomplish that word is yours in prayer. You can pray big, bold, amazing, faith-shaking prayers when you have a word from God, because God's word initiates faith. Remember, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Another translation says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you cannot pray effectively unless you're praying in faith. You cannot pray in faith unless you've heard God's word. Some people think they have faith, but all they really have is fantasy. They have human enthusiasm, a lot of excitement, but faith only comes when God speaks his word and his truth to us. So to pray effectively, you've got to pray in the will of God. Prayer is not bending God's will to ours. It is uniting our being with his will. That's why Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will is always done perfectly in heaven. So it must be our prayer that his will be done perfectly on earth as well. This can't be your prayer unless your prayers are for his will to be done in us. Millions of people today are praying for God's will to be done in their nation and in their government, and yet they can't even experience his will and his kingdom right in their own heart and life. We need to get his word in us so that his will can be known to us so that we can pray effective prayers. But when you do, when you get in line with the word of God, there is an assurance you will have an answer. 1 John 5:14-15 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. John 15:7, Jesus taught us, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. In other words, if you'll get God's word in your spirit, you'll pray according to his will, and you will have whatever you ask for. You know, even Jesus had to pray according to the will of God. Remember when he was in the garden before the crucifixion, what did he pray? Not my will, but thine be done. He submitted himself to the will of his heavenly Father so that he could have an answer to prayer. And so you too must submit yourself to the will of God. That's why you have to understand that God always answers our prayers, but sometimes the answer is no. When God says no, we say like Jesus, not my will, but yours be done. During a war, a soldier was fighting in the jungle when he became separated from his unit. The fighting became so intense and he was caught in the crossfire. He had to get alone. He had to get away. He could hear enemy soldiers coming in his direction. So looking for a place to hide, he climbed up a hill and found several small caves. Quickly, he crawled inside. Although safe for the moment, he knew that as soon as the enemy soldiers came to look for him, they would quickly search all of the caves, and he would be killed. So he prayed, "Lord, please protect me. Please roll a mighty stone over the entrance of this cave to cover it. Whatever your will, I love you and I trust you." After praying, he lay quietly listening. The enemy was getting closer and closer, and he thought to himself, "Well, I guess God isn't going to help me out." Just then he saw a spider begin to build a web over the front of his cave. As he watched, listening to the enemy getting closer and closer, the spider continued laying strand after strand of the web across the cave. "Ah," the soldier thought, "I asked God for a mighty stone to cover me, and the Lord sent me a spider to weave a web." As the enemy drew closer, he watched from the darkness of the hideout. He could see them searching one cave after another. As they came to his, he got ready to make his last stand. But to his amazement, after glancing in the cave, the enemy simply moved away. And suddenly he realized that with the spider web covering the entrance to the cave, it looked as if no one had gone inside. "Lord, forgive me," the young man prayed. "I've forgotten that in you, a spider's web is stronger than a mighty stone." You see, friends, God may not have always answered your prayer the way you wanted or the way you thought, but He does indeed answer our prayers. There are actually four different responses that God gives to us when He answers our prayer. The first is no. Your request is wrong. It's outside the will of God. So be careful what you pray for God's will cannot be played with. You pray for something that's not His will, God's not going to answer. He's going to tell you no. The second answer is slow. God will give you your request, but not right now. It's the wrong time. Maybe you're praying for marriage, but God says, wait, go slow. You've got to get a job first. The third answer God gives us is grow. God will give you your request, but you've got to grow up a little bit. You need to mature so that He can trust you with the thing you're praying for. Maybe you're praying for a lot of money or for a big position, but God wants you to grow up so that He can answer your request and you can use it properly. And then the fourth answer is go. Yes, this is my will and I'm going to give it to you now. You see, friends, you don't need to pray for guidance on a matter that the Bible has already spoken about. Don't say, "I'm praying about it," when the facts and the evidence from God's Word make it clear that this is not from God. A lot of heartache, a lot of unhappiness in marriage, in business, even in the church, can be avoided by simply obeying God's Word. Don't pray about whether or not you should go out and marry an unbeliever. Don't pray about whether you should go out with a married man. You don't need discernment. You don't need a prophetic word. You simply need to obey God's Word. When we have a sure word from God, we can pray with greater boldness. For God's Word gives us enough ammunition that we can pray outrageous prayers. We can pray, "Sun, stand still," when we know that God's Word has been given to us. That's what happened with Joshua. Because he had a sure word from God, he prayed a bold prayer. But it wasn't enough for Joshua to hear God's Word. He had to do more than initiate faith. He had to activate his faith. And that brings us to the second step today, speak God's Word. Joshua said, "Let the sun stand still, let the moon remain." That's in Joshua 10:12. For you see, speaking God's Word activates faith. In Joshua 1:8, the Bible tells us that God said this, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth." God had told Joshua to speak His word so that he would have success in all his ways. And friends, God means what He says. He didn't say keep the word in your heart or keep it in your mind alone. He said, "Let the word of God be in your mouth." Joshua had a promise from God, but then he had to activate his faith with the promise. And there are too many of us today who've heard a word from God, but we don't do anything about it. We just sit and wait for God to do something when He's waiting for you to do something by speaking His word. There had to be a change in order for God's word to be fulfilled. And there has to be a change in your life if you want to receive the promise. If the vision has come from God, there has to be a change in you for it to come to pass. There has to be a supernatural manifestation for the vision to be fulfilled. If the destiny for your life can be achieved through hard work and diligence, then it's not God-given. But God gives us tasks that require that we go beyond human ability into the divine ability. God gives us dreams and visions that cannot be accomplished in our own purposes and power that require Him to come and answer us. So if you're struggling today with your destiny, if the door isn't opening automatically, don't be discouraged or downcast, but trust God that it's going to take a mighty move of His power. Something has to change in your life. You can't make it to the next level unless God gets involved. Something has to change in your life right now. You can't make it on your own. You need the sun to stand still. You need the moon to hold its place. You need the day to be extra long and the strength to be extra strong. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to fill you. God gave you the dream, but something has to change in you to make it happen. God told you His plan, but something has to change in you for your destiny to be fulfilled. And your prayers are the agent of change. Your voice crying out in holy passion to God is what will move the hand that moves the world. Your intercession spoken in faith to an all-powerful God will cause the sun to stand still. You will break free from mediocrity. You will stop settling for second best. It's time to rise up in faith and speak the word of God and pray, "Sun, stand still." Friend, if Joshua had been like many of us, he would have been content. He would have killed a few soldiers and he would have marched on and then he would have settled down and said, "Well, I think we've done enough work for today." After all, they were tired. The Bible says they'd marched all night. Joshua could have settled for mediocrity. He could have said, "Well, we've done enough work for today." But he was bold enough and filled with faith enough to keep pressing till the whole will of God was done. He would not stop, and his prayer changed the world. I say, it's time for a new generation of Joshuas to arise. It's time for a new generation of leaders to arise. God is calling forth an army of men and women who will not stop for second best. God is calling forth an army of men and women who will rise up in faith and who will hear the word of God and speak it forth in boldness. We have a vision from God. We have a call from God. We have a destiny from God. And I call forth every Joshua who's listening to me today and say, "Don't stop. Don't give up until the sun stands still. Don't stop until the soul you're praying for comes into the kingdom of God. Don't stop until there's revival in your family, in your community, and in your nation. Don't stop praying. Don't stop speaking. Don't stop believing until the will of God is done on earth as it is in heaven, until our nation is transformed, until the universities are filled with students on fire for Jesus Christ. Don't stop until we have revival in every corner of our land with a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit blowing through us." Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty." And that's how it will be for you. It's only going to come in your life by the supernatural visitation of the Holy Spirit. You've got to speak God's word. Joshua spoke his prayer out loud in public. Now, there may be times it's not always prudent to tell people your vision, but there is a time to make a bold faith declaration. Speak to him in prayer. If you don't know what to say, then say the word of God. Use your Bible as your prayer book. For when you pray the prayers from God's word, it activates your faith and brings powerful results. What are some of the bold, courageous, outrageous, audacious promises from God in His word? Well, listen to Psalm 2:8. God says this, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession." Wow! God tells us what to pray for. He commands us to pray for the nations, and He promises to give us the nations. Or listen to Romans 10:1, when Paul prayed, "My heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved." Paul prayed for his nation to be saved. Is this your prayer for Ghana? And how about this prayer from Jesus found in John 17:20 to 21? "I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me." Jesus prayed for unity. And that brings us to the third step. You've got to do God's word. Listen again in Joshua. "So the sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies. The sun stayed in the middle of the sky and it did not set as on a normal day. There's never been a day like this one before or since when the Lord answered such a prayer. Surely the Lord fought for Israel that day." Friends, Joshua fought all day. He didn't relax, but he worked with God to bring result. You've got to know today, prayer is not a substitute for obeying God. Prayer cannot take the place of obedience. It motivates and empowers us to obey God's word. In James 2, the Bible says, "A brother or sister in Christ might need clothes or food. If you say to that person, 'God be with you, I hope you stay warm and get plenty to eat,' but you do not give that person what he needs, your words are nothing." You see, we've got to use our prayer as a starting point, and then we've got to act in obedience to the word. When we're praying for financial provision, there's no substitute for giving. You've got to give as well. See, one time I was praying for someone else's need, and God told me, "Do it yourself." Become the answer to your own prayers. Reminds me of the story of a Christian brother who was traveling to the United States. And as he was going, people gave him requests. They wrote them on paper and said, "Buy this for me." One sister wanted a handbag. One brother wanted a camera, and so on and so forth. But when they'd all left and he had these papers, he realized if he bought everything written down, it would exhaust all his money. Of all the friends who asked him for something, only one had put some money down with coins and notes to go along with his request. So when the brother went to the United States, he bought only that one thing. When he returned, his friends gathered around, eager to see what he'd brought. But to their surprise, they found he'd made only that one purchase. "One day, as I stood on the street in New York," the brother said, "looking over your lists, a breeze came and blew all those papers away. The only one that remained was the one that had the coins and the money weighted down with it. It had the notes and the coins wrapped up inside an envelope, so it was heavy, and the breeze didn't blow it away." Do you understand the point? Real prevailing prayer must have your very best offering of self and substance wrapped up in it. When you pray for the relief of the poor, is your prayer anything more than words? When you pray and ask the Lord to convert sinners, is there any silver wrapped up in your prayer? 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, "For we are God's fellow workers." And 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, "We are workers together with God." So if it's going to be done, it's got to be done with you and I working together with God in faith. These are the three secrets from Joshua's most amazing prayer. First, he heard the word. Secondly, he spoke the word. And third, he did the word. He obeyed it. And I want to challenge you today. Powerful results await you when you pray, if you will follow those same three secrets. Hear God's word, speak God's word, and obey God's word. God bless you as you do that.
Thank you for joining us today on Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. I believe that today's episode has been a great blessing to you. Don't forget that all great prayers are based on the will of God, and the will of God is always revealed in the Word of God. I appreciate Pastor Whitcomb for sharing this truth with us, and the fact that hearing God's Word initiates faith This lesson has taught me why I should base my prayer on the Word of God in order to get answers to my prayers. Pastor Whitcomb is also the senior pastor at Agape House New Testament Church in East Lagos, Accra. I invite you to hear him in person this weekend at Agape House in East Lagos. Agape House is a dynamic church where the presence of God touches every life. Here's a brief information about Agape House.
Are you looking for a church where the presence of God fills every service? Are you searching for a church where you can grow in your faith through anointed preaching of God's Word? Are you longing for a family? Are you longing for a church family that would love and accept you just as you are, while helping you to become all God wants you to be? Your search is over. Come to Agape House New Testament Church this weekend and experience a powerful touch from the Lord. We invite you to join us at the Saturday night church from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. or in worship on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Agape House is located at Agape Lawn near ANC Square in East Lagos, or visit www.agapehouseghana.org. Or to get directions, call 0541-003878 for assistance with directions. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God, transforming lives.
I hope we'll see you real soon at Agape House. I also want to encourage you to visit Pastor Whitcomb's website, where you can access more on this teaching. Just go to www.revrc.com and there you'll find lesson notes for today's teaching. You'll also find a study guide on our current topic of prayer. The guide will help you study God's Word for yourself and go deeper into this all-important topic. Not only that, but you'll also be able to view other episodes of Revelation online. And you'll also be able to listen to some selected sermons from Pastor Whitcomb. It's all available for free at www.revrc.com. Hurry to this website today and you will be blessed. Please join us next week at the same time on the same station for another exciting episode of Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. And why not invite some friends to watch with you? They will surely thank you, and may God richly bless you.